Okay, let's start chapter 8. And you know, please have in mind while we're studying this, the first chapter of Sefer Yeshayahu, the chapter we read right before Tisha B'Av, which speaks of Yerushalayim in the most derogatory of terms. It calls it a place of prostitution. It calls it a city of harlotry. Kiryat Zonah. I mean, it's just really
It
used to be a truthful city. Now it's a lying city. It's Sheker. Right. So now Zacharias is undoing that prophecy of Yeshayahu by saying what Jerusalem could be. By Idvar Hashem Tzvakos Lemor, Kol Mar Hashem Tzvakos Kinesi LeZion Kina Gedola VeHeit LeChema Gedola Kinesi La. I'm very zealous for Israel, for Yerushalayim, for Zion. Right? I have a great, great zealous zeal and a zealotry. I am zealous over her. So, and I'm angry over her current status. Right? So, your God, do something. Right? Okay, Karen, would you read Gimel?
Ko Omar Hashem Shakti El Sion Shokhak Hanti Vesok Yerushalam Benir Ra Ah Yerushalam Yir Ha Emet Vahar Adashem Shaot Sehar HaKodesh.
Okay, these are terminologies, by the way, that are found all over Yeshayahu, not just in the first chapter. But he refers to it a lying city, and here he's calling it a city of truth. All right, Har Hashem Tzvakos Har HaKodesh. Yeshayahu, in the second chapter of his book, speaks of all the people of the world also there joining together and gathering towards Yerushalayim. Right? That's a very famous prophecy. It's on the Isaiah wall. It's a nation shall not be thought of its nation, and all kind of. Okay, so that's chapter 2 of Yeshayahu, but we're still, I have to say, we're undoing chapter 1, though. And let's see, Komar Hashem Tzvakos, Od Yeshvu Zakenim, very beautiful prophecy. Zakenim Uzakenot, Berochavot Yerushalayim, very famous prophecy. Old men and old women will once again sit in the streets of Yerushalayim, V'ish Mishantobi Adomei Rav Yamim. And there'll be people who are so old they need canes to walk with. Oh my. And the streets will be filled with boys and girls playing in the streets. There are posters of this prophecy in Israel, like when you have the playgrounds and in between the apartment complexes, and they're all playing in that night, you know, after they finish their homework, and you know, and it's just exactly what Zechariah predicted. Beautiful. Now, do you remember the prophecy from the end of Maseches Makos about the foxes running wild? Mm-hmm. Right, and they're all crying, and Rekiva's laughing at that. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And Rekiva says, "Well, now that I see it, that it's their prophecy of Uriah. Now I know the good prophecy of Zechariah will come true, and it's this prophecy.
This is very summoned.
This is the one that sold him. So we have to just ask the question to Rekiva. Well, you know, what did you needed to see this bad prophecy to have faith in Zechariah's good prophecy? Don't you have faith in? Can't you console yourself with Zechariah's good prophecy on its own merits?" Without having seen the bad prophecy? And second of all, no matter how good Zechariah's good prophecy is, Lamaisa, there are still foxes running wild in front of you. What consolation is there in that?
Maybe it meant that this Nebuah is that much closer now that we've gotten that out of the
that's
way.
That's what I mean.
Right, that's what the Marsha says. The Marsha uses this in Stamech on the Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra that says that the last animal that wants to be near Yishuv is a fox. If there are foxes running around, that's as bad as it can get. Animals don't like to be near people. Right? Remember it says in the Torah, Ma'at Ma'at Adoshim Panecha Kinyubel Eshem Chayat HaSadeh. I'm going to, the Knanites will leave slowly so that the animals don't rush in. What happened when the Jews left Israel? What animal rushed in, guys? Remember? What animal came into Israel? Lions, correct?
Lions,
yes. And the Kutim who remained there at the time converted to Judaism because of the lions. This is the Bible in the Book of Kings. Right? When people quickly leave a particular place, animals rush in. Go to any summer camp. After everybody leaves, right. Go back in one day and you'll see the place is overrun with porcupines and raccoons and bears too. So this is what consoled Rabbi Akiva. It can't get any worse than this. You know, it's bottomed out. You know, when things are getting bad, you just, at least when it bottoms out, you say, okay, now I've gotten as bad as it can get. I see the bottom of the bottle, scraping the barrel, and now I can just, you know, hope for a better day. Okay. Now, what is the polar opposite of foxes running around?
Children running around.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't talk about he could say also, you know, young lovers walking hand in hand or something. He doesn't say that because it's a big deal. They're strong and young, and then they'll run away at someone's time.
Right.
Talking about children, defenseless children, an old person with a cane, nothing to worry about. Right. They're not afraid. Okay. All right. So now Hashem Himself reacts to this situation. Okay. Let's see. Hashem reacts. And he says, "Koma Hashem Sukkos." So you take us into Pasuk Vav.
Whoa, Pasuk Vav says.
And if you think that this is an amazing thing that happens in that day, I think so too. God says, "Don't mind if I say so myself." Right?
Wow.
Mm.
Why does he say that?
So the Gemara in Sukkah asks your question. She told us Aaron. Sukkot and days. How do you like that? Oh, you don't have to tell us Aaron. Sorry. Told us Aaron is a little commentary that tells you which Gemaras bring up these Sukkot. So the Gemara there says, what is it about that that's going to amaze God? Isn't there a pasuk how you polei me einai davar? Is anything amazing to God? That's what God told Abraham when Sarah was a little incredulous about giving birth.
Is that same word?
Hayipolei, yeah, same word. Is anything a wonder to God? The Gemara says, yes, one thing is a wonder to God. That which makes this happen is a wonder to God, because it's called, the Gemara calls it the Shechitas Yetzirah. And the Jews are able to overcome the evil inclination that will make all this happen. That's an amazing thing to God, because God doesn't control that. God lets us control it. Right? Okay. Some people just have more trouble with the Yetzirah than others. Could be the greatest test of Yetzirah is to have too much money, have good looks, you know, needs blessings. Okay. All right, so that'll be an amazing thing to do. Let's get on to the main points here. Komar Hashem Shlokos Yinini Moshia Samim Eretz Mizrach Meretz Mevoa Hashemesh. I'm going to redeem you and save you from the lands of the east and from the lands of the west. What lands of the west, for goodness sakes? Isn't the West the Mediterranean? Already at that time, there were lands of the Northwest, especially, that they were scattered to. Ovadia refers to Tsarfas and Sfarad. I mean, they were aware of Europe, what now is Europe. Right? Anyway, so you're going to be scattered into many different areas, especially East and West. Okay, the Hevesi Osam v'shachnu v'soch Yerushalayim v'yuli la'am v'aniyeh heyeh lahem l'elohim v'emes u'vitzdaka. This is going to happen. This is how it's going to happen. Emes and Stoka. Now, what is one of the things that Mordechai tells everyone to do at the end of the Megillah?
Matanos Levionim.
Matanos Levionim.
Mishloach
Manos. Yish L'Re'eru. See a similar statement here. And Nehemiah says the same thing, is that we want goodwill. We want tzedakah. We want people to be a paradigm. Tzedakah is not a universal. Oh, good. Yeah, excellent. That's by describing one by himself. So this is how you'll get a good start to the Second Commonwealth. All right. Okay. Let's see. I'll tell you is the hidden message of what Mordechai was sending out with those letters to go around. Okay. Let's continue, Glenn, the Pasuk test. Okay. So, I mean, the message is obvious. If you want, for when this house is finished, to be living in a successful commonwealth and to get started on a good footing and to remain this way, right? In fact, I turn my attention to a prophecy of Yechezkel. He says, build this house according to my specifications be ashamed of your sins of the past, make good for the future, and I will reside in this house forever. V'shachanti b'sochech la'olam. Rashi asks the obvious question, God did not reside in this house forever. But this is a contingent promise. Remember we learned that if God makes a promise for good, it happens no matter what? This is a promise for good, but it's contingent. It's contingent upon
you
being ashamed of your sins and turning back away from them. Wow.
That's not true.
Let's just maybe try to do this pasuk. Now, this pasuk actually sounds a little.
Bizarre.
It sounds a little like. A little like a prophecy in Haggai. Remember Haggai talked about the people putting their schar into a pocket with a hole in it?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what that prophecy was about?
So, I'm right here for some passages in Haggai.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So, there, Haggai spoke about.
There is no schar.
Right.
What is that?
Whatever reward or whatever produce the animal does for you from plowing or whatever else you're using it for doesn't amount to anything, and there's no profit in it.
Okay.
Now, schar is masculine and ineno is feminine, right?
It
so,
to be,
there are some words in Hebrew that go masculine and feminine. There's a Rashi in the Torah that mentions all of them, like Machaneh Achas, feminine, Vihikahu, masculine. Shemesh, Shabbos goes masculine and feminine. There are about 10 such words. That Schar apparently is one of them. Okay. So he starts off by saying that the produce. What you produce, what you manage to make, doesn't get anywhere. And this goes back to the fact that, listen, when all is said and done, you need to make some sacrifices. You need to donate some money for this. This house is not going to be built by itself. I've joked many times along with that, if we had to build a base maker today, we'd be able to raise enough money for the Rosenbaum menorah and the Greenberg Shulchan and the $100 million, you can call it an endorsement even, I don't know, the Trump Hotel Plaza. So, but in Zachariah's time, in Haggai's time, they were indeed having trouble raising the funds for this project. So there's no schar for the Adam Behem. Now this has to be understood in the backdrop of what is written in Sefer Nehemiah. Why are they having no success in this endeavor? Because they have no shalom in Atzar, because the Tzarei, there you go, Tzarei Yehuda and Sefer Nehemiah gave them no peace in rebuilding this project. Remember, it says in Nehemiah that there was so much terrorism that the builders had to hold on to a spear or a sword with one hand while building. How can they build that way? There's no peace because of the Tsar that is threatening them. There's no success in
the Persians.
Right. Shalach es kol adam ish b'ra'ehu. Now, here, this end, the end of this prophecy now is very difficult. Right. So, Va'ashalach here, according to Ibn Ezra, I'll just read his perush, Pasuk Yud. Okay. He quotes Va'ashalach la'sos meriva. It's just two words. It reads like Shimshon Rafal Hirsch on Migdal Bavel. What did God do when he confounded the speech of the people? You know the story where everyone wants to be the same, right? So the confounded speech, Shimshon Rafal Hirsch says, based on the Medrash, that they just didn't get along. They didn't follow directions. I don't hear you. I want to build it that way. Nah, it's crazy. They spoke the same language, literally, but they just didn't speak the same language anymore. That's how he understands it. They just disagreed. They couldn't get along. So the builders just aren't getting along because there's just so many outside pressures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? and it starts with you not listening to these other prophecies from before, that you, if you don't have emes and shalom. Mm-hmm. I will not be to these people like I was in the past. Says in the past, the grape produced for you, right? The grain produced for you, the sky gave its dew, not just its rain, even the dew it was given, and I caused this remainder of this people to have nachala, right? Okay. But just as you were once a curse amongst the people, I will save you and you'll be a blessing. Don't be afraid. It means they were afraid, but he's telling them not to be afraid. Right? Remember Pastor Kenneth Rawson, who had made that film dedicated to showing the Nivrechu B'chol Kol Bei Haaretz, that when the Jews have it good in history, whenever the Jews have it good, the world has it good. And when the Jews have it bad, the world suffers in general.
What film is
that? It's called Date with Heaven, Destiny. I have a number of copies of this.
That's one who spoke here.
Yeah, he spoke
last year.
You want a copy?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, David. About 45 minutes to an hour, just showing all these historical.
He's a lot of prophets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a Protestant minister, and yet he made this film that has been shown in over 100 countries already.
Oh,
about the blessing of the Jews upon the world. Okay, so Hashem says, do not worry, you will be the blessing if you follow these instructions. Would you like to read? Okay. All right. So, zomamti is from the word zomim. Zomama sadeva tikochehu. Why is Adam zomimim called that? Well, you better say that. Because you are zomla sof.
Isn't it to plan?
To plan. To plan. No, to plan. Zomama sadeva means she surveys the land and purchases according to her surveys.
So
Edim Zomamim have to make a plan to make sure that their lie is consistent, right? When you tell the truth, you don't have to make a plan, just tell them what you saw, and that's enough. But when two people are making a conspiracy to lie about what they saw, they better get their act straight.
Zomamim has anger in it.
Yeah, it could be because Zam with an iron. Zam, maybe. Okay, so it says, so Cain Sharpi is a mom to be a mimah ela leitiva Yerushalayim. That's basically the Altiro. So too, I'll make a plan to make you to do good for Yerushalayim and to the house of Yehuda. Do not be afraid. Okay, Stan, would you read Tezayin?
Tezayin. Ela hadavarim asher chasu shavru emes
ishes ve'eu
emes mishpat shalom.
So this is the pasuk. It's very interesting that, remember, there's a group of Catholics and Jews that met about 2 years ago with the Pope, and then they came up with a public statement. It's called Dabru Emet. This prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, at the end of this chapter, that this chapter is all about the reconciliation between the Jews and the nations. All right, so let's finish this off. And it says, "The ish es for us ve'eu al tafshuvu bilvavchem u'shvo sheker al te'ehavu kif kol eila asher sanesinu Hashem." Don't pursue all these things that you know I hate. Now, he says, "Shvo sheker al te'ehavu." You love. To what is it? What does a shvua sheker accomplish? Because when you say a shvua, it adds the believability because you bring God into it. Oh, he wouldn't bring God into it if he wasn't serious.
Swearing.
So you're not only taking God's name in vain and you're making God into nothing, in Chas v'Shalom, but you're harming the fabric of society, which relies on truth. Right? The whole court system relies on it. So this is what I hate, and this you'll be the worst possibility of influencing the outside world if this is how they see you.
Mm.
Right? Okay. So Vayidbar Hashem Tzvakos Elai Lemor. Chava, would you read Pasuk Yutes? This is the answer. Elai Lemor.
Elai Lemor. Ko Amar Hashem Tzvaot. Tzitzom Havii V'tzitzom Hachamiti V'tzom Hachii V'tzom Ha'ashemi Yihye Levet Yehuda L'sason L'simcha L'moadim
Okay, so he told him in the last pasuk.
Great pasuk.
There's a pasuk in the book. The last pasuk said that don't run after all these things that the sinas chinam that's going to cause the destruction of the second temple you're building now. But if you can just love truth and peace, then you will succeed. Therefore, I tell you, if you're able to follow this and it takes root, that the fast of the fourth month, that's Sivat HaBetamuz, the fast of the fifth month, it's going in the order of the months. Mm-hmm. Because if it was supposed to go in order of the events, he should have said Tzom HaSiri, Tzom HaRavi'i, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi'i. Right. Because Sarva Teves happened first. Right? So instead he goes in the order of the months of the year, in Tammuz, then Av, then Tishrei, and then Teves. These are the four fast days for the Chorban. There are a few additional fast days, but they have nothing to do with the Chorban. So he advises them, even though he demonstrated a bit of annoyance with their question. Remember that last week? The question, should we fast after this time? After we rebuild? But he answers them in the affirmative that you need not fast. Okay? Right? And we have proof from the Gemara that during Vayis Sheni, they did treat these days as festivals.
Mm. Mm. Interesting.
Okay. Kolamar Hashem Tzvakos. Alan, would you read Pasuk Chof?
Kolamar Hashem Tzvakos. Ad Asher Yavo Amim V'Yoshvei Arim Rabos.
So not only Jews will return, Goyim will want to live in Israel. Is that a situation that we should be happy with, or it's a fulfillment of biblical prophecies? Remember, I told you some years back, more than 10 years ago, I delivered a presentation at Yerushalayim to heads of JCCs around the United States. And afterwards, one of them called me and said, from the Bronx, there's a place in the Bronx on Pelham Parkway, that he said we're soon having a Jerusalem 3000 celebration, 2 or 3 years from now, and we're starting the preparations, and there are some Christian and Muslim leaders in the community that want to be involved in it. And our inclination is not to involve them because this Jerusalem 3000 is a Jewish thing. So I pointed to some prophecies. This could be one of them. It's still, by our standard, but if they want to be involved, it's nothing but a fulfillment of biblical prophecies for them to want to be involved in the rebuilding of Yerushalayim.
So they did involve us people?
And they ended up, at least having them connected to them. Right. Everyone will be bumping into each other and say, come, let me too. I also want to inquire of God. I will also come. Wow. So not only the Jews will want to be part of this, Gentiles too, and that's a fulfillment of biblical prophecies. Let's see now how it ends. Ro amim rabim begoyim atzumim levakeshes Hashem tzvakos b'Yerushalayim ulechaloses p'nei Hashem. And many people will come in, and this is again the same prophecies that you see in Yeshaya and Micha. Right? And they all rush to Yerushalayim. Zohar, would you finish us up? Finish up there, Chasuk Chaf Gimel.
Komar Shem Sod, Bayamim Hahemo, Asher Yechzitu Asorah Nosim, Kol Shon Asagayim. וחציתו בצנת איש יהודי למור, נהלכו למכם, כי שמענו, הלכו למכם.
Isn't this obvious now? This is the whole point. Is that in Megillas Esther is telling them, you will succeed in getting this changing world to follow your derech if you have Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Mm-hmm. You do this charitable work, you shalom mamas, you shalom, and you take care of the army, you give tzedakah. But hold on, remember we just got finished talking about the fasts turning into feasts? Isn't that what Esther is all about? a fast day turning into a festival. Tanis Esther moving right into Purim, right?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly the point of this whole parak, that what used to be fast days are turning into feasts, right? Divrei Tzomos, right, in the Gilas Esther.